Kellogg's Pep.
The Super Delicious Cereal presents the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today, as Clark Kent, he hopes to find some way of preventing the Scarlet Widow's henchmen from removing the fragment of kryptonite from the museum vault. We'll learn what happens in a moment. But right now, let's join our good friend, Dan McCullough.
Well, here it is Friday, Pep Gang, and I want to tell you about something big. A wonderful offer Kellogg's Pep is making you so that you can send for it over the weekend. This terrific offer by Kellogg's Pep is a real aluminum sundial wristwatch with a regular strap for your wrist. Think of it, a small, compact sundial you can wear right on your wrist to tell time by the sun. You see, this beautiful instrument is about as big around as the usual wristwatch with clear-cut numbers on its face. It lies flat on your wrist until you're ready to use it. Then, you just raise the shadow hand or pointer and aim it due north. The shadow of the pointer will fall on the dial, showing the hour of the day. You can tell time by the sun, just as old-time pirates and adventurers and explorers did in the days before clocks. Yet, this up-to-date 1945 model timepiece is such a handsome thing to own, every kid will want one just as soon as the word gets out. You can use it for playing games or in serious scouting or hiking. Believe me, you'll be mighty glad to have one of these swell sundial wristwatches for your very own. Now, here's how you get one. Just send in two box tops marked top from packages of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep, along with 10 cents in cash, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 157, Battle Creek, Michigan. Let me repeat that for you. Send in two box tops marked top from packages of Kellogg's Pep, along with 10 cents in cash, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 157, Battle Creek, Michigan. And hurry, gang, be the first in your neighborhood to own a real sundial wristwatch.
And now, the adventures of Superman. When Dr. Whistler, chief meteorologist at the Metropolis Museum, suddenly died, Superman feared that a piece of kryptonite, locked in the museum's vault, might fall into the hands of his enemies. The kryptonite was a fragment of the former planet on which Superman had been born, and it had the strange power to rob the Man of Steel of all his strength when he approached within 10 feet of it. That Superman's fears were well-founded, we learned when we met a woman known only as the Scarlet Widow. In an attempt to gain possession of the kryptonite, the widow arranged it so that her cockney assistant, Sniggers, got through a cordon of police surrounding the museum and forced one of the officers to lead him into the museum basement at knife point. Kent, who had been lured from the entrance of the building, returned to find the policeman missing. Instantly, the X-ray vision of Superman penetrated into the basement. As Clark Kent, he gave Sergeant Mulrooney the answer.
Somebody got into the museum and took Halloran with him. He's in the basement now, at the vault. He's a little fellow, and Halloran is sitting in a chair, handcuffed.
In the basement of the museum?
Yes, the little fellow's trying to open the vault. He's after the kryptonite. Come on, Sergeant. He went in the side entrance.
Yeah, how would you be knowing all this?
Never mind, come on. Take my word for it, I know what I'm talking about.
Well, that I doubt, meaning no offense.
I'll prove it to you, come on. Around to the side entrance.
Faith, and why would a man be after breaking into a museum in the dead of night? Answer me that one, Mr. Kent.
Because there's something valuable in there. All right, here's the door.
Is there a bell that we can ring for the watchman?
No, the door's unlocked.
Now I'm convinced that you're... Saints alive, it is unlocked. Now how could that be?
The thief went in this way. Come on.
Faith, and would you look at this place? Dark as a graveyard. And them white statues standing there like ghosts. Wait till I get me flashlight working. Now to find the watchman.
Never mind him. We've got to get downstairs before the thief gets away with the kryptonite. This way.
Kryptonite? Oh, so that's what it is it?
Yes.
You believe that wild yarn in the papers about a piece of a meteor that can knock out a Superman, huh? Now, if that ain't a funny one.
It's not at all funny, Sergeant.
It's malarkey, that's what it is.
No, it isn't.
Look now, is that why the inspector put us to guard this place tonight?
Yes, and it's
Don't
a lot more...
Don't move, or they shoot.
What? No.
Somebody's behind us.
Don't move. They got a gun. What you fellas do here? How you get in? Oh, the police.
Yeah, police. Who are you?
Svensson. I am watchman. How you come in here?
Stop pointing that gun at us. We got in through the delivery door that you forgot to lock.
Hey, no, forget. Hey, look, can they check every hour?
There, you see, Sergeant? Somebody did get in here, and he's in the basement now. Come on, and keep your voices down.
Someone else is here?
Yes, down at the vault. Come on, Sergeant.
You'd better come along, too, Swanson.
Ah, hey, come.
Be quiet.
You know, you may be right at that, Kent. If the watchman's sure he locked that door.
Aye,
quiet.
Someone must have stuck a gun in Halloran's back and forced him inside.
That's what I've been trying to tell you, only it wasn't a gun, it was a knife.
Yep. How would you be knowing that?
Nobody could come in here.
Right, Scott. He's got it.
Who's got what?
Why you stop for?
I saw the I saw the stairs just ahead. Come on, let's go. Hurry.
No. Take it easy, Kent.
Has he not that copper?
Listen.
I got that living bolger, and he's his father.
Kent.
Jump in here, Minnie. Is some fella in word?
Quiet, Svensson. Come on. Let's sneak in closer.
Yeah. If you see him, it's be the box that may be wanted. Please, Lord, let him down.
Oh, you can't.
Ain't you a man-looking policeman, now? Sitting there with your own blinking handcuffs on him.
He's got Halloran, all right. They're in that room right ahead. You see his flash going on and off?
Yes, I see it.
That's his wardrobe.
I wonder if she could have been fooling you about what's in this here box.
Now, look, Swanson. When we get to the door of that room, you and I'll shine our flashlights inside. But if there's any shooting to be done, let me do it. You understand?
Yeah. Hey, no.
All right, come on, Kent.
Okay.
And mind, walk quiet.
Oh, I know she wouldn't fool me, but he won't hurt nobody if I take a little peek, will he?
I'll peek him.
Wait, Sergeant.
What? What are you stopping for, Kent?
I can't go any further.
Yeah, what's this here? It goes green, it does. Just like she said. It's almost like a blooming dynamo.
What's the matter, Kent? Are you scared?
Yes. I mean, no. Not of the man.
All right, you stay here if you're scared. Come on, Swanson.
Yeah, hey, Cole.
No, don't. You endanger Halloran.
Let go my arm, Kent.
Oh, wait.
Who's that? Are you here?
Shut up,
you
fool.
Step on me, Cole.
Shut up. All right, now. Come on, boy.
Now, you don't. You take one step and I'll cut this bobby's heart out, I will.
Hold it. Hey, listen, you.
Now, you listen to me. I'm standing right behind your pal with me knife in his back, see? You take one step and I'll push it through his heart.
Jump in, ye minnie.
You better not. We've got this museum surrounded. You ain't got a chance to get away.
Oh, yes, I have. Me and this Bobby's going to walk out of this here museum, and you and them blokes outside is going to let us, as your pal is in Devon.
What? Why, you...
Come back, Sergeant. You've got to do as he says.
Are you crazy too, Kent?
No.
Let him walk out with Halloran and whatever he stole out of the vault.
Listen, your duty is to save Halloran's life. This fellow will let him go as soon as he thinks he has a safe start on us. Besides, I know where he's going.
This knife is just hitching in me hand. What's it going to be?
You say you know where he's going, Kent?
I promise I'll get back whatever he stole. I'll take full responsibility with Inspector Henderson, too. Go on, tell him you'll do it, Sergeant. Tell him.
Well, okay, Kent. But you'll have to answer to the inspector like you say.
I will.
All right, then.
We'll let you out, you low-livered skunk. But if you so much as harm one hair of Halloran's head, it'll be too bad for you.
I thought you'd see it my way. Listen, then. Turn around and walk back upstairs. We'll be right behind you. Me with this knife in the bobby's back. Now, start walking.
Come on, Kent. You too, Swanson.
Up on your feet and walk, Bobby. When you get to the museum entrance, you'll say to your police blokes to let us through, see? And no tricks if you want to see your pal alive again.
Followed by the wary Sniggers and his police hostage, Clark Kent, Sergeant Mulrooney, and Svensson move through the dark museum to the side entrance. Does Kent really intend to allow Sniggers to escape with the kryptonite? We'll return in a moment for the startling climax of today's episode. But first, here again is your announcer.
Say, gang, this is the last chance I'll have this week to tell you about the wonderful Kellogg's Pep offer that's going on right now. It's a modern, up-to-date sundial wristwatch that enables you to tell time by the sun easily and quickly. And what a beautiful instrument this all-aluminum timepiece is. Now, it's about as big around as the usual wristwatch with a regular strap that holds it snug and flat on your wrist. When you're ready to use it, just lift the shadow hand or pointer and aim it due north. The sun's rays will make the shadow of the pointer fall on the dial, showing the hour of the day. You'll want to wear this watch whenever you're out of doors on hikes or on boats, or when you're playing secret games with a gang. You can set a time for meeting like Meet me when the shadow falls at 5. Boy, what a lot of fun you and the rest of the kids will have with this sundial wristwatch. Yes, sir, you'll get a great kick out of it. And you can get one easily, gang. Here's how. Just send in 2 box tops marked top from packages of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep, along with 10 cents in cash and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 157, Battle Creek, Michigan. Listen again so that you'll get it right. Just send 2 box tops marked top from packages of Kellogg's Pep, along with 10 cents in cash, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 157, Battle Creek, Michigan. Be the first in your neighborhood to own a modern sundial wristwatch.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. Persuaded by Clark Kent, Sergeant Mulroney has permitted Sniggers to leave the museum and pass safely through the police guard. Carrying the lead box containing the kryptonite, and with his knife threatening a handcuffed policeman, Sniggers proceeded 6 blocks up a dark street, where he ordered Halloran to return to the museum. Then the little cockney took to his heels. Meanwhile, Kent has slipped away from the sergeant and resumed his true identity of Superman, and is now hovering high above the fleeing Sniggers.
There he goes. He's got the kryptonite. We've got to take him by surprise. Grab the box before he sees me. Before he can open it. Mustn't scare him or he might drop it. Down behind him, slowly. Slowly. He mustn't hear me. Slower still. Easy. Almost got him now. He hasn't heard me yet. He just doesn't turn around.
Hey, what was that?
He heard me. He sees me. Down to him. Down! I got you now. I want that box. Come on, give it to me.
Scully
dropped it. The kryptonite rolled out.
You dropped out of the sky, you did. I see you. I know you are. You're Superman.
The kryptonite. Put it back in the lead box. Hurry. I can't stand.
Oh, look at you. Staggering like a drunk you are.
The kryptonite. Put it back.
Put it back, nothing. The winter was right.
Please.
This dear stuff knocks you out, it does. Law ain't your sight.
I...
Blimey. Man, will you look at that? Passed out cold, he did. My eye, that was an arrow squeak. Here, I'd better get this thing back in the box and get out of here quick. There we are. Now, wait a minute, Sniggers, me lad. Why don't we take this here Superman to the widow, too? See, now, won't the widow like that? Superman and the stuff to finish him off, too. I'll drag him to the street. Find a taxi cab. My drunk friend coming for a masquerade party, I'll say. Sniggers, you've got a knob on you. The widow's going to be mighty pleased and generous with the pound note she is. Come on. Come on, Mr. Superman, your Royal Highness.
Chortling with glee, the little cockney drags the inert Superman through the dark street. The Man of Steel's eyes are closed, his head rests on his chest, and his red cape trails in the gutter like a broken wing. What will happen? Is this the end of the once mighty Superman? Don't miss Monday's dramatic episode, fellows and girls. Tune in, same time, same station for The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow The Adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday. Same time, same station, by the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.